Hello, my name is Lawrence Wilson, and welcome to a video study through the book of Hebrews. As we close out chapter 10 today, we continue on with the exhortation that the author brings concerning our need to hold fast to our confidence in Jesus Christ. In Hebrews 10, verse 32, we read, "But recall the former days, when after you were enlightened, you endured a hard struggle with suffering, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated." So he's reminding these Hebrew believers of the time when they first believed and they were willing to endure hard times. They were willing to endure persecution. In fact, he's reminding them, it's not as though this persecution has just arisen out of nowhere after they've been believers for some time. After they've been following Jesus for some time, all of a sudden this persecution comes up. He says, look, when you first believed, there was hardship, there was suffering that you were able to endure. Verse 34, "For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one." What got them through that initial persecution, what got them through those initial hard times, was that they knew that this life was temporary. They knew that their suffering would not go on forever, and that they had an eternal future with God, that they had an eternal hope to cling to that helped them to continue in spite of their sufferings. And so he encourages them to continue on that path rather than pulling away, rather than fading back to the old way of life because you just can't take it anymore. He encourages them, look, that hope is still there. Continue to hold on. Verse 35, he said, "Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. So, for you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." So he says, don't throw it all away. Don't give up. You've come this far. You've made it through the sufferings. You've stayed focused on Christ through all of that before. And that reward is still waiting for you at the end. Maybe some fatigue is coming in. So he says, you need that endurance to continue on in spite of all of the difficulties, because yeah, it's hard, and yeah, you know, the longer it goes on, maybe the more they're beginning to question their faith, maybe the more they're beginning to think about turning back to that old Judaistic way of living. But he says, no, you're almost there. Continue on, press towards the goal. And we're going to continue to see this imagery as we go forward in the next few chapters as he asks them to look ahead to the future. Don't focus on what's happening now. Look to this reward. Look to the eternal hope that Jesus Christ has made available to us. And then we see a quote from the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2. "For yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him." So he says, look, Jesus Christ, right? The coming one will come and will not delay. Jesus Christ is coming to redeem the earth. He is. We see that promise all throughout Scripture. Even in the book of Acts, when Jesus ascended to heaven, the angels appeared and told his disciples, who were standing there looking up dumbfounded into the skies, came and told them, look, he will return the same way that you have seen him ascend here. You need to be about the mission that he gave you until that time comes. So he says, look, to these Hebrew believers, look, he's going to come, right? A little while. Well, it's been 2,000 years. So time doesn't work the same way with God as it does to us. Maybe what we think of as a little while. But, you know, God's eternal. So when he says a little while, again, his relevance to time is not necessarily the same as ours. Because look, a little while, the coming one is coming and will not delay, right? Just hold on just a little bit longer. Just keep pressing through. Maintain that confidence in God. Persevere through the hard times. Just hold on. But he says the righteous one will continue to live by that faith. But the one who shrinks back, God has no pleasure in that person. God does not delight in that person. Again, we've seen several warnings already throughout the book of Hebrews. Don't pull back. Don't pull away. That's dangerous. But then we see once again the author expressing his confidence that that's not true of these people in verse 39. But we are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls. So again, an earnest plea with these believers, do not turn your back on Jesus. Do not abandon your faith. Yes, the things that you're going through may be difficult, but there's that reward that's waiting for you on the other side of this life. There is the hope that we have in Jesus. Cling to that. Do not turn your back on it. Do not abandon it. And so, as we begin to turn to one of the most famous chapters in all the Bible, all of this work that we've done preceding up to it leads to the conclusion the author's trying to get them to realize your faith in Christ is the most important thing about you. Your clinging to the power of God to provide for you is what is going to get you through these difficult times. Instead of abandoning your faith because of the difficult times, he says, no, that's what's actually putting you in danger of destruction. What's going to get you through to the other side is clinging on to Jesus, is maintaining your faith in him. He says, you've gotten this far. Continue to trust. Continue to cling to Christ. That is what is going to get you through to the other side. What an important reminder even for us, though again, what we deal with is probably nothing compared to the persecution and the suffering that these believers were dealing with. And yet, don't we see even for ourselves a temptation to want to try and solve our problems some other way besides Jesus? To want to turn back to maybe the way that the world does things, to maybe the way that we've done things in the past, rather than placing faith in Christ, placing faith in God to provide salvation, to correct whatever we feel needs correcting, right? We still have that temptation. And so the encouragement still remains the same for us today. Don't give up on Christ. Don't give up on God. Don't turn away from trusting in him, because it is our trust in him that is ultimately the only thing that's going to get us through to the other side. The only thing that's going to help us to survive whatever it is that we're facing. And as we continue on into Hebrews chapter 11, we are going to see several examples that this author brings up from the Old Testament, no less, right? That these Hebrew believers are wanting to turn back to the Old Testament way of doing things. So we're going to see that he almost says to them, look, let's go back to the Old Testament that you want to focus on so I can show you how many people from the Old Testament weren't relying on just, you know, a certain way of living, a Judaistic way of living. They weren't relying on their ingenuity. They weren't relying on doing things the way that the world says we should do them. But instead, we're putting their faith wholeheartedly in God, and God blessed them because of it. They were rewarded. So we look forward to the reward that we have, knowing that the relationship that we have with Jesus, that we have with God through Jesus, can never be taken away from us. We are to hold on, continue in faith, hold our confidence fast. I hope and pray that something said here today is ministered to your heart, and I hope and pray that you share it with those around you. Thank you, and God bless.